The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
If you remember the words of Jesus in this Sunday's, past Sunday's Gospel, whoever saves his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the sake of the gospel will save it. The pictorial representation or the symbolic representation of this word is the cross of Jesus. That's what Jesus means by those words, and that's what he did in his own life. In a way, Jesus lost his life, gave up his life, but why? In obedience to God the Father, for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of the God of love who called them to love us unconditionally. Even before we even knew Jesus or believed in Jesus, Jesus died on the cross without putting conditions on us. He died on the cross for everyone. The people at his time, the people before his time, the people in the thousands of years that will come after, for each one of us here. That's what the cross represents. So how can we follow in his example? There is always crosses in life. And those crosses, sometimes we think, well, God puts them in our life, like we heard in this first reading, that God sent the serpent. God did not send the serpents to punish his people. The serpents were a result of their disobedience of God. They kept murmuring and complaining about God who saved them from slavery in Egypt. And yet, although God kept working miracles in their midst, he parted the Red Sea, he gave them water from the rock, he gave them bread from heaven, manna, he gave them quail to eat, they kept complaining and complaining and longing for the life back in Egypt as slaves. The way for us that we live the words of Jesus is when there's crosses in our lives, whether it could be the cross of getting, you know, old age, the cross of sickness, the cross of a broken marriage, the cross of trouble with our children or grandchildren. Number one, to remember that's not from God. But God will give us the strength to bear and carry that cross. How? By doing God's will. By doing what is right, what is good, what is just like Jesus did. Although he was condemned unjustly, Jesus had the power. He could have done whatever he wanted to do. But he did not. He emptied himself and remained obedient to God's will. And that instrument of torture that was used to end his life became the symbol of the eternal life that he received and gained for each one of us. That's why we celebrate this exaltation of the cross. It doesn't make sense. How is the cross something we triumph or exalt in? Because God transformed it from an instrument of death to an instrument that leads to eternal life. One day, a mom was driving with her four-year-old son running errands, and at one point while they're in the car, the son say, "Mom, where are we going next?" And she goes, "We're going to go to the church. I want to stop in and visit with Jesus." And the boy said, Mom, I don't like going to the church. And she said, why don't you like going to the church? He goes, it's scary. She goes, the church is scary. What scares you in the church? He goes, that big thing over the sanctuary. And they had a big cross hanging in their sanctuary area. And she told him, okay, today I'm going to explain to you what that cross means. So as they went into the church, they were in the center aisle. They came all the way forward. And she stopped, you know, there and turned her son facing her. And she asked him, do you love me? He goes, yes, Mom, I love you. She goes, how much? He goes, I don't know, a lot. She said, what is a lot? She goes, I don't know. She goes, is this a lot? He says, no more. This much? He goes, no more. She goes, show me. I said, I love you this much. And she turned him around and said, see, that's what Jesus is telling us. He loves us this much. He loves you this much. There's nothing for you to be scared about when you look at the cross. It's for you to remember how much Jesus loves you. Remember the works of the God. This is the work of God. He gave his life so we can have eternal life.